Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Do you love your life? Are you truly free in being your authentic self? In a stress-filled world full of distractions, Love Living Radio is a space to explore how mindful presence can steer you toward an ignited life. What does a life you really love look like? Emily shares her innermost vulnerabilities and breaks down barriers through conversations about sex and relationships, the magic of plant medicine, and so much more in order to share the power of living your life with love and loving the life you live. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Oh my gosh. It's been a crazy day for usual, but I'm really excited to be here with you guys and to be here with my most beautiful friend, Jen, to talk to you guys about nourishing your energy and how holistic living and also nutrition can kind of lead you into that powerfully, into nourishing your energy. Jen's amazing. She is like completely raw power and fierce feminine goddessness in the big package. She's incredible. She's an intuitive, holistic life coach. She has been like a mechanical engineer. She's got two daughters. She's incredible. And I'm also just so grateful to have her as a friend and as someone that I'm walking this path of transformation and leadership with. We're in this really cool program called CORE together, doing a leadership program. And we were just meant to find each other. So I'm so excited to introduce Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Emily. Hi, everyone who's listening in. And I just want to say thank you. It is truly such an honor to share this space with you. And all of those amazing things you said about me, I feel like I could say about you tenfold. So I truly am just so honored to be in this space with you. Wow. And on the journey that we're sharing together that, as you mentioned before, for this year through CORE.
I know. And we first met at one of the other CORE workshops at CORE Woman, which is an incredible transformative workshop if you are a woman looking to connect to the wholeness of who you are and your sisterhood with other women. It is crazy powerful. And I have such vivid memories of you, Jen, from that workshop, because one, we got to dance together, which like the two of us, like literally to talk about energy, it's literally like this like tornado of feminine power and sensuality. It was just like incredible. And I just so remember you because I think we just connected on that level. We connected in our power. And it was palpable. And I was like, okay, we're going to be friends.
Yeah, I totally agree. And as you're bringing back that memory for me, I'm just like filled with goosebumps. And I remember the moment in that moment thinking she gets me. Like she's energetically sensitive and she gets me because that's how the music is flowing through her. And I remember being like, yep, cool. Yeah. it's a healthy way of being able to express the energy that flows through you. It is one of the ways, I guess, is through dance. So yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think it's one of my favorite ways. Honestly, it's like just, and one of the things that I loved in your bio was about how you help women to have healthy relationships and body. That word just, I love that word so much. It just resonates with me on like every level. And I think that's too what dance does for me. Like it is just such an embodied moment of being in your energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have so much fun stuff that we can talk about, and I think it'll just kind of like flow into itself as energy does. But I love the concept of like how food and nutrition and just a lifestyle, because I mean, you've taught me this, that like food isn't just food. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of life. So I love the idea of talking about how food nourishes our energy, you know, because like everything is energy, right? Matter itself can build energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved what you and I were talking about the other day about like how your own path and your own struggles with health have led you to like cultivating your energy through food. So would you mind actually sharing a little bit about that with everybody?
Absolutely. I'd love to. Thank you for asking. So I kind of joke a little bit that I've had like 9 lives in this life, because at 41 years old, I've done a lot of different things. And as you mentioned earlier, I actually attended college at a military academy. And I had 2 degrees, one of them, which was engineering, and I worked corporate for 8 years and was pretty sure that I was good at math and that's what I was going to do. And got pregnant with my first daughter. And, you know, I thought it was Superwoman. I was like, I'm just going to keep working and have a baby and, you know, girl power, I'm going to do it. And the universe or the divine thought differently, had a totally different plan for me. And that pregnancy ended 2 months early, and it was life-threatening for me. So I had something called HELLP syndrome, which is pregnancy-induced liver failure. And I can remember going in and telling the doctors they were wrong. Like, there's no way, like, this doesn't happen to me. So she came early, and as a result of that, I had pregnancy-induced liver and kidney failure. I had a series of health issues. And I actually ended up taking a year off of work. So for someone who already thought they were healthy, I was already consciously thinking about what I ate, but my stress levels were like out the roof. This was like a real eye opener for me, but I still wasn't quite ready to hear it. And really, long story short, the lesson in most of that was really that I'm not in control of, you know, a lot of the things that I think I'm in control. And I think many of you listeners out there, if you're a parent, you know this, or even your pet, right? Your pet is who they are. Your child is who they are. And so I did end up going back to work for that company for a little bit. And then thankfully my husband got his dream job that relocated us to the East Coast. But as a result of my experience, my daughter and I suffered pretty severe health issues for like 3 years. And in fact, I was told that I shouldn't have kids again, but I did. And I knew in my heart that I knew it was possible if I just learned to manage my stress. So I had another child, but still the oldest child was still struggling with health issues. And she was the kind of child that came to me who chose me. My belief is that she chose me because she knew that I could give her what she needed. And she was the kind of child who at the age of 3 was on 6 prescription drugs. She was resistant to antibiotics. She had pneumonia for 9 months. She missed 3 months of school. And I had been to every specialist in Jacksonville and had no answers. And there was a night that I can remember where I was just like, this voice in my head that I had heard before during my birth experience, quite honestly, a near-death experience is what happened when she was born. And I know that you've witnessed some of what that experience was like for me. But it was this intuitive voice, actually, that just said to me, this isn't working. Try something else. Like, you can... the path that is laid before you is one to choose. And I knew that it was time to go on a path of holistic wellness. And this was a totally new concept for me because I was raised very conservative, Catholic, military. Like acupuncture was like, you know, just something totally, totally crazy to me. And so I did. And so I just knew, I was like, the medication is making her more sick. And I told her doctor that. And her doctor said to me, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning one night when I was desperate, as your doctor, this is what I think you should do, but I understand what you're saying. And so from that point on, I did everything, like literally just decided to just do everything holistic. Of course, it takes time to wean yourself off of prescription drugs. So it took a couple of years to go through the complete process. But within 6 weeks, I had gotten rid of an antibiotic resistant form of pneumonia in her digestive tract with oil of oregano. We've talked about how powerful oil of oregano is. Oil of oregano and some other herbal remedies that I had done at the time. So within 6 weeks, I knew what was possible. I knew that we could go down a different path. And then my second child was born and I went into the same doctor and she was just really colicky, just like the first one. And she said, have you ever thought about her being sensitive to a food? And I thought that was crazy. I was like, I've never been allergic to anything. Like, I'm totally healthy. How is that possible? And she said, well, because I was breastfeeding, just there's a couple of foods that we know that cause sensitivities. Just try eliminating or reducing one of them. I was like, okay. And she said, what about dairy? And I was like, I'm not giving up my cheese. There's no way. I had chosen to be a vegetarian since the age of 14. So cheese was like a huge source of protein for me. But I also wanted to sleep at night. So I did it. And I saw immediate like results within 7 days. Like she went from colicky and crying to, oh, and she smelled really yeasty and she had thrush. And then all of that was gone. And so I continued because it was worth, I really wanted to breastfeed her. And if I wanted to do that, I had to keep the dairy out of my diet. And so that was really the beginning of understanding how food affects the body. And then at the same time, my oldest daughter was very, very tiny and had had a really hard time gaining weight. And what we discovered is that she was sensitive to gluten, not allergic, and she's not a celiac. And when I removed the gluten from her diet, she was able to gain weight. And so her health started to improve and she started to gain weight because her gut wasn't full of such inflammation that it was keeping her from absorbing nutrients. And so I became very committed, and really because I wanted a good quality of life. I lived in survival mode for 3 years. I had no friends. I had no social life. I literally was just in survival mode. And so what really inspired me was just to have a quality of life, because we've talked about the Enneagrams before, and my Enneagram is a 7, and a 7 is an enthusiast, a person who loves life. So I wanted to get back to being adventurous and having that quality of life that was so important to me. And so because I had such amazing results with my girls, I decided to go back to school for a certification, a health coach certification, which was at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. And that was back in 2011. And started my own health coaching practice. I really, really was passionate about anti-inflammatory eating and the elimination diet, because that was something that was really powerful in my own experience. And so then I furthered my education in the International School of Detoxification to support the body to detox naturally through foods. So that's really kind of the story to how I got to where I am. But then there's a second part to that where we dive a little bit deeper, where about 3 years ago, I was eating really healthy, like the cleanest I could possibly eat. I mean, like no sugar, no alcohol, no gluten, dairy, soy, or corn. It doesn't even sound fun, right? Like none of that stuff. And I still had another health crisis. And I had this belief, like, if you eat healthy, you're not going to get sick, because I had completely healed my daughter. I had completely healed myself, taken us off prescription drugs. I had gotten into a routine of everything holistic in the house, essential oils, herbs, everything. And the health crisis, interestingly enough, came the day after my father went into open heart surgery, which ended up being, this open heart surgery ended up being not successful. Quite honestly, he's been in heart failure ever since, because it just didn't turn out the way they thought it would. And what happened is, this is when I got some insight to being empathic. Like, I was being reminded of it. I was actually experiencing the same symptoms that he was experiencing. So increased heart rate, very low heart rate, dizziness, sweating. And I'm like, how is this even possible? I mean, it's possible that it was just stress related, but it was a little bit interesting. So I ended up in the emergency room. And of course, mostly stress related, but just really interesting that I would have some of the symptoms that he would have. And I had no reason to have them. My heart was perfectly fine. And then, of course, that little gift, I guess we can call it, began to open up even more through the organization of CORE that we talked about. And so at that time, I knew in my soul that I was missing my connection to spirit. I just knew that. I kept saying it. I said it for years. And then finally, it's like, well, if I'm not going to listen to my intuition, then my body's going to show me. My body's going to be like, okay, hello, wake up. And so it was kind of crazy. Like, my oldest daughter had requested a homeschool, which was totally like out of the question for me, but I ended up doing it. We did a homeschool travel year. And one of the places that we went was Nicaragua, so that I could do my yoga teacher intensive training. And so from that health crisis, I began to incorporate yoga and meditation and mindfulness into my overall well-being. And so when I talk about the embodying the holistic self, and when we talk about energy, I'm talking about how everything has energy. Our emotions, our relationships, our thoughts, the food, the fit, like everything has a different vibration. And what I noticed is that for me on my journey, choosing the physical body first and opening up that gateway to really what's becoming a path of spiritual growth, eating healthy and eating high vibratory foods really started to raise my vibration energetically, to the point where I had to learn to manage it almost. Like, being a raw vegan, my toes can't touch the ground. I mean, literally, I'm like, you know, I have to eat something to come down a little bit, because that's what I was experiencing. So this concept of the energy of food is way bigger than just like, okay, well, eat some protein and a complex carbohydrate so you can have the energy to work out. Like, it goes so much deeper than that, especially for those of us that have that empathic quality.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There's so much juiciness in all of that. But yeah, and just so that, like, I said this word so much last weekend in my Reiki training, and then I had someone be like, what's an empath? Mm-hmm. An empath is somebody who can both feel and absorb the energy around them. It's a little bit more than hypersensitive. It's like, you can actually, that feeling that you have in your chest that you were explaining when your dad was having symptoms, like, you actually absorbed and took on the energy of what he was experiencing. And it's a beautiful gift. And it also feels, for a lot of people, like a huge burden sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting to talk about it this way, because like what I hear when you were talking about, like, if you only do vegan, how you're like kind of like floating up here and how you need something to kind of ground you in, like some kind of a food that has a frequency that can ground you in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, you actually mentioned this the other day and it got me really interested, because as an empath also, I was like, ooh, I totally want to know. Like, I mean, you can feel the frequencies of food and mm-hmm. you're energetically attuned or like sensitive. Like you can feel it both in your body and when you're going to choose food. But what are some foods that are like high vibration, and then what are mm-hmm. some that are like a little bit more grounding?
Yeah. So this is a really great question. Well, of course, high vibration foods are going to be raw living foods. So sprouts, any raw fruits or vegetables are going to be very high vibration. I mean, they're, and of course, organic. And if they come out of your garden, even better, like the minute they're picked, they have the energy of the earth with them. And so, I mean, really, when you think about that, right, you want to be grounded even. Like you think about something just coming straight from the earth into your body. So really high vibration foods are going to be raw fruits and vegetables, sprouts, nuts. And in a way, I kind of think about like, think of the things that grow in the trees that are a little bit higher up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of those are going to be higher vibration. And then grounding foods, well, there's so many different ways to look at, there's grounding foods and then there's lower vibration foods. So lower vibration foods are going to be the foods that are not serving you. And this is going to look different for everybody, meaning if you're familiar with the study of Ayurveda, we each have a different energetic constitution. And so kind of depending on your energetic constitution, your body's going to digest foods in a certain way. So lower vibration foods are anything really sugary, processed, soda. I mean, we know these things, right? Anything white that doesn't have color, really, really, really deep colored foods are going to be in a higher vibration. And we know this in terms of nutrition. We know that we're supposed to eat the rainbow, but we don't always actually think about the energy of the food. And the other part to that is it takes being mindful and present to really be aware of the energy of the food, right? We really have to be mindful and present. So grounding foods, vibrationally, are going to be your root vegetables. So your root vegetables. And of course, the controversial one that always comes up is animal protein. So, I mean, grass-fed, organic, and animal that's been well taken care of has a higher vibration than one that hasn't been treated really well. And that is a thing. And actually, I became a vegetarian at the age of 14. And you know, I really have to find a way to find grounding foods because I choose not to eat meat. But then I have my blood type, which is an O blood type that's supposed to thrive on more meat, but energetically I feel sensitive to it. So then I got to go for the root vegetables. And then the other way to do it is to eat the junk food, right? But we don't really want to do that. But those are kind of the ways to lower the frequency of the food. So does that answer your question?
Perfectly answers my question.
Yeah.
Like so perfectly. And even as you were talking about it, and I don't know how I didn't think about this, but like it, I mean, as an energy healer and an empath, like I don't know how I didn't think about this, but I'm also a blood type O and my body loves meat.
Yeah, that's a thing.
But like, I actually didn't actually think about the fact that it was a live living being with its own energy field and that how it was maintained, slaughtered, the life that it lived, all like just like us, creates the energy with which it has. So like, I don't know how I didn't think about the fact that like this meat that I'm eating is literally like the energy of another living thing that I have no idea how its life went, and then I'm ingesting it into my body and it becomes part of my energy. So like that just kind of blew my mind a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I think I'm going to Reiki all of my meat before I eat it now.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I've thought about that. I've thought about praying and doing ceremonials just so that I could get myself to eat it. But, you know, I think there could be a component of just, you know, there's that we have our physical body and we have our energetic body, and the physical body has its needs too. The physical body, your physical body knows that it probably needs to eat meat. However, maybe the empathic part of your body was just able to kind of hang in the background to allow to serve your physical body. And, yeah, you know, it just shows up differently for all of us.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So cool. I actually really want to talk more about this because it's got me all sorts of excited. I have like all these fun questions and just, I feel like we can just like brainstorm and just like let this out of the box for whatever reason. That's the words that are coming. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about nourishing your energy and what that means, and how to be powerful in your energy through food and through consciousness. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Love Living Radio. I'm Emily Perkins, and we're joined with the beautiful Jen Mons, and we're talking about energy. We're talking about energy and the body and food and how to nourish your energy holistically, mind, body, soul, right? Like, because that's what we're talking about, the whole package. They're all woven and intertwining and connecting and affecting one another. So before we were talking a little bit about like vibration of food and, you know, how high vibration food can help to nourish your energy. what low vibration food might look like, and a little bit about like how each and everybody's body is so beautifully unique. So knowing what your body needs in order to really nourish your unique energy, maybe a journey in and of itself. I mean, we were talking on the break about how we would love to just chat about how that shows up in the spiritual path, how being in the body and nourishing your body and nourishing your energy shows up in the spiritual path. So Jen, you had so much really cool insight to say about this. What do you think?
One thing that I want to respond to and what you said is that in the work that I do, one thing that's been consistent over the years is just giving people the gift of learning their own body awareness. Mm. It is such a gift that is priceless in value. And whether it's in your yoga practice, whether it's your connecting with your physical body to really honor its needs, or whether it's through food. But I really think that when we get out of our head and we get out of our emotional attachments that might show up with food or, you know, whatever practice we're doing, that that pure raw connection with the physical body is such a gift, because the physical body is the human experience and all that it holds. It holds our emotions, it holds our thoughts, it holds energy, it holds the energy of our life. The energy of life is just like flowing through our physical body. And what we were talking about on the break is that what, you know, a belief that I have is that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And food and nourishment is one of the ways that we can connect with the physical body. It's actually an opportunity. Like when you think about each bite that you take, is an opportunity, like an opportunity to nourish this gift, this vessel that is here holding your spirit, your connection to grace or to the divine, to God, whatever that looks like for you. But the physical, if you don't have the physical body and it's not in a vibration that can hold whatever vibration your spirit is in, you're, in my case, I had a health crisis, or, you know, let's talk about autoimmunity and cancer and the vibration, the emotions and everything that's associated with that, because it's a whole very deep conversation. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think about, and I forget, because on the spiritual path is this can happen sometimes. We think of like ascending, right? Or the kind of growing bigger, but it's actually embodying the spirit in the body so that we can do the work. Because if we're not here, we can't do anything. We have to be here, or we're just floating around in, you know, the cosmos or whatever. But really just bringing, you know, who we are, the truth of who we are, and all of the energy of our soul, the vibration, our experiences, whatever that looks like for each of us, bringing it into the body and manifesting into something to share with other people, like you and I are doing through our work. Or, you know, it looks differently for everybody, but that's really, for me, the driving force behind what I do in teaching people to nourish their body. Mm. It's not just about looking good and feeling good. It's actually like honoring the vehicle that carries your spirit.
Ooh, I love that. Honoring the vehicle that carries your spirit.
We could say vessel. Vessel sounds cool.
I love that. And it's such a different way of thinking about our physical body, I think, for a lot of people, and also just like our human existence in terms of our relationship with food, and our relationship with our own beautiful bodies. You know, we make them wrong so much.
Mm-hmm.
Try and transcend them. We try and like change them and fix them and, you know, heal them. And they're just these beautiful gifts, you know, like we actually don't experience life at all without a physical body. We don't exist.
Right. So no. True. You can't experience pleasure, joy, pain, and suffering, which those, you know, those things can come through food too. I mean, you can experience discomfort from food or pleasure from food. You can experience those, you know, from intimacy with your partner and illness on the other side. There's so many different ways that our bodies speak to us through the energy that flows through it.
Yeah. And they're just these beautiful, sacred things. They really are. And yeah. Love the concept of like bringing in how we can choose, how we can cultivate our own energy through what we choose to put in our bodies.
Mm.
And that then creates how we vibrate, right? Like, and how divine we feel, how sourced and connected we feel to our own spirit, to the higher spirit. I was talking with my new coach, who I absolutely love, the other day, and she was talking about how powerful it is to vibrate at your highest frequency. And she was talking about these different levels that, I forget the name of the man that she was telling me, but vibrating at a certain level, like in this, it was 1 through 7, and 7 is like, you're not even existent on the planet. You're just like this light, like, but nobody's at a 7, but at a 4, you're vibrating at a 4, you're affecting 750,000 people just through your being, just through your vibration. And how crazy powerful that is, you know. Yeah. And one of the ways to cultivate that vibration is through nourishing it. It just makes so much sense. It really does.
Yeah, and there's so much we could say about that. I mean, you know, one of the things that I think is really important is compassion and awareness without judgment. Because the minute we grow in our path with the awareness, that the awareness is like an opportunity to open up. It's like a gateway. But then the moment that we notice a judgment, like we're being pulled back a little bit. And so whether it's food in the body, whether it's, you know, emotions or relationships, it's, I think it's really important to just be compassionate with the human experience, right? Like, and just realize that's just what we are. We're humans. Like, we're not perfect. We're perfectly imperfect. I like to tell my daughters that all the time. And that's really what this journey is about.
Yeah, it is. It's about being perfectly imperfect and experiencing the pain and the bliss and the passion and all of it, because that's
what you don't do that if you're just a spirit.
Yeah.
You don't.
Have you ever read the book or listened to the book Conversations with God?
I haven't.
Oh God. I never would have read it if it hadn't been required for my coach training program, because at the time I was very like, the word God just carried a lot of charges for me being raised Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
But I read it and it just made, it just resonated so deeply with me in terms of what source, God, grace, universe, however you relate to it, is really all about. And what you just said about like, if we're just spirit, then we're not actually experiencing life. And that, you know, in Conversations with God, he talks about how the reason why source, grace, God, this universal energy decided to go into the human experience was to be able to experience all of it instead of being in bliss and light and love all the time. Beautiful. Like, it chose to come down and separate itself into all these different souls, into all of us, into all the divine that's living within us, in order to actually experience life, all of life. And it's such a gift. It's such a gift for us to be able to fully experience life.
It's really- yeah. And as you're saying that, the reason, like my why in all of this is because in this lifetime, I had that moment in my personal life. I had that moment in the hospital with liver and kidney failure in severe pain in my body, where like I was watching a movie and I was in so much pain that I chose to disconnect and leave from my body. And just for a second, and it was wonderful. But my husband was there and my daughter had been born. And that voice said to me, "You're not done yet. You have a daughter. Go down there and hold her," because I hadn't held her yet. It was 30 hours after she was born. And so I know that truth for me in my life, that it was a choice and I chose to stay in the body. And how wonderful it is to be alive and have the body and the experience and to have a healthy body, even better, like amazing to have that quality of life. And that's my why. That's why I'm so passionate about it, because I know that the purpose of the physical body is to embody that spirit. I've felt it. I've witnessed it. I've been in that process for just like that. So yeah, it was a life-changing event for me.
Yeah.
And you know, people have stories about whatever, like everybody has their own experience. For me, it was just, I was able to remove myself from my physical body and the pain of my body and just watch the movie of my life for a second. And then I chose to stay. Mm. And that was 12 and a half years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So powerful. So, so powerful. You chose your body. You chose life, that you chose to stay.
And we all get to choose that every day.
Yeah. That's so true. Even just in the food we choose. And the other thing that kind of resonated in what you were saying too, is that like in that moment of pure bliss, when you're out of your body and you're connected to source, like we have moments that are similar to that throughout life. You know, so many of us going through the spiritual path have those moments where we just feel so connected to source and so connected to grace that it's just like euphoria. It's just like this incredible unconditional love and light that just radiates through your whole body. And as you were saying it, the thing that kind of really resonated was that we can actually, for guys outside that are like rearing on their motorcycles, they're really excited.
Yeah. Hopefully he's, embracing his physical body in a safe manner.
He's really connected to source right now. But like the concept that, you know, in this beautiful life, in this spiritual path, that we're always looking to connect to source and the love and the beauty and the magic that's in that. And that one of the ways that we can do this, and this is honestly, to be totally honest, like this is actually a totally new thought for me, thanks to you. That one of the ways that we can actually connect deeper to source is by nourishing our beautiful bodies.
Yeah.
Like by actually raising our vibration through food and allowing us to connect deeper to source. That is kind of mind blowing.
Yeah. And I would, it is. It's amazing. It's like, you mean I actually like can do something about it? It feels very empowering and it feels wonderful and rewarding at the same time. And along with that, I think it's also about, you know, really understanding what your physical body needs are, period. Mm. Like intimacy with your partner is very important. It's very healthy. Like, what does your body need? The foods that your body needs, the foods that make you feel good, the foods that serve you. And just really, you know, the type of exercise that serves you, because working out really hard and doing boot camp does not serve everybody. Mm-hmm. Really, like I said, the greatest gift you can give yourself is finding out what works for you in this moment in time, because it can change too. It can change, you know, throughout your lifetime. So, and in saying that, I think this is the perfect lead into having a healthy boundary with all of that. So there's the balance between noticing what your body needs and noticing an attachment to a desire. And that can show up as food or relationships. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to eat kale chips and you're going to think to yourself, like, this is torture. Like, what's the point? Like, don't eat the kale chips if you're not enjoying it. But if you notice yourself, and on the other hand, if you notice yourself saying, oh, I heard chocolate's good for you, I'm just going to keep, just eat chocolate as much as I want. Like, just notice the boundary, notice the emotional connection to the comfort food, like what brings you joy in that moment. Like, you know, are you escaping from stress, or are you actually physically needing what's in the chocolate that's making you feel good? Or is it a habit? Like, you just reach for the chocolate or the glass of wine whenever you get stressed, and really just noticing the ebb and flow of the energy and having that healthy boundary, which is, as you know, important as an empath anyway. But having the healthy boundary in the relationship with the food that you're choosing, in your relationships with people, a healthy boundary in your relationship with your own emotional energy, with your own mental energy, with your thoughts. I mean, all of that, right? And just kind of keeping it in check a little bit, because that's really what mindfulness is about, is just noticing without judgment and just keeping that kind of, you know, just releasing the attachment to the outcome. Mm-hmm. I think is really important. Because once we go down that rabbit hole of our desires and our attachments, we're not really, it takes us a little bit out of the present moment, because it takes us a little bit into the future, right? Like what we think we're going to achieve in that particular situation. So
it also lowers our vibration.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it all comes back to gratitude. So, you know, the balance of the awareness of the attachment to something, and then just saying to yourself, I'm just really grateful that I can have this experience, because then that raises your vibration and brings you back into the present moment. Mm.
Yeah. Gratitude is kind of like a magic wand that way.
It really is.
Instantly brings you back to the moment, brings you back to like your spirit, and connects you to source and raises your vibration instantly. It's like that. And my other favorite, which is find the smile in your heart, which is basically like
turning. That's such an Emily.
I know. I got that from another healer.
Really? It's yeah. It's so you. Like, it's perfect. It's so sweet and perfect.
I love it. I said it a lot, actually. I taught a Reiki training this weekend, and we said it a lot, because it's basically like calling in the divine, you know, like calling in that light source, finding the smile in your heart, instantly connecting you to the frequency of love.
Yeah, because that's the highest vibration, really, is unconditional love. We know that.
Yep.
I mean, that's the, you know, for those of us with the religious upbringing, like, that's the Christ consciousness as it relates to the spiritual path. Like, that's just purely unconditional love. And then I would say at the opposite end of it is like fear. And fear is like the bowl that holds everything else. Like, it holds the hate and the, you know, all that other stuff. But fear is really one of those really big, like, low vibration emotions and experiences that we can have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing that resonated so much about what you're talking about, like knowing your boundaries and knowing what feels good, for your particular body, what your particular body needs. It's taken me a long time and I'm still learning so much about that for myself. But I do know that I can't really have nightshades, and I had peppers last night, and peppers are like the death of me. I cannot have peppers. It makes for really not fun, like 2 days of like, just like giant, like extended bloated rock hard belly. And I just feel like a dense, like low vibration, cranky person, which all of that is very low vibration. So, it's been a really interesting path of like getting to know the foods that trigger me. And also, you know, you also mentioned intimacy and like knowing what my body needs in terms of sex, and even just the frequency of it. Like, I've actually gotten really, really conscious of like how often I need it in order to like have a healthy being, and that that's actually okay. You know? So I just, so much about what you said just resonates in terms of like getting to know your body, getting to know what feels good so that you can cultivate and nourish your own energy so that you can have this beautiful full range experience of life and
yes,
a deeper connection to your source, whatever that may be.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, one thing that rings true for me is that you never really know what it feels like to feel good until you do. Because I think for many of us, we're just used to however it shows up. If we've had a bloated belly for our whole life, we just think that's normal and we get used to it, right? And then when we can go through a process where we begin to eliminate the foods, not even totally eliminate, but you know, just reduce, or just to find out, just to connect and find out what could it be that's not serving me, like you discovered nightshades. And then, you know, really just finding a way to either substitute those things or just integrate them at a really small level so you don't really notice, you know, the triggers that are happening. But so many people, time and time again, usually when I first meet them, will say, I don't have any food sensitivities, but they're congested all the time, or they get ear infections or yeast infections, or they have brain fog, they're tired all the time, they drink their coffee and then they drink their wine, which there's no judgment in that, but just imagine being able to be like living in balanced energy throughout the day and not needing the coffee or the wine, and just, you know, having that balanced energy throughout the day, because it's possible, but you don't really know what it's like to feel good until you do. And that's such an amazing gift to discover that you can actually have more energy, better health, less aches and pains, better sleep. That all of those things can come with just your food. And then, of course, as you mentioned, ultimately just honoring the physical body to support our spiritual path.
Yes. Oh, that's such a beautiful way of wrapping everything in a beautiful bow. I loved this, honestly. Like, there, it just feels like it was such a resourcing and insightful, and it's just something that one I personally needed to hear and needed to think about, and I'm sure so many other people out there. So, God, Jen, thank you. Thank you for the gift that you are for this world and for me in my life. And, for those people that want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
So my website is www.jennifermccarthymons.com. My Facebook is The Holistic Coach with a W. So Holistic Coach - Jen Mons. And either one of those ways works perfectly. Awesome. I do offer complimentary calls, about 3 or 4 of them a week. If you just want to hop on there and tell me what your goals are related to your healthy lifestyle, uncover any blocks or limiting beliefs that might be in the way, like, it's really fun for me to do. So I would just invite you to hop on there and just book a complimentary call, and let's just kind of see where we can get you to where you want to go.
That is insanely generous. And I hope that some of you take advantage of that, because I might. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. It's been a really awesome show, just so much good information. We will be back in 2 weeks, same time, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm Emily Perkins, and I wish you so much love in your life. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Emily shares the power of living your life with love and loving the life you live. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com. That's LoveLivingHolistics.com. See you next time.